Ghana's markets are where inflation bites hardest. Here, some goods are priced beyond the reach of many customers. This is forcing shoppers like Chantal to either reduce their food budgets or take some items off the menu.
I came to buy fish, and because of the price, I'm asking, please reduce it. And she's not reducing it. And I think I cannot buy it, so I'm going. Because I'm having 8 cities, and she said 16 cities, and I cannot afford it. At first, it was 8 cities, and now it's 16 cities, so times 2. So I don't know what to do about it.
She puts much of the blame on traders such as Felicia Petenu, who in turn blames producers and the government.
For us, a trader, now the economy has become so tight in such a way that always they increase all the goods that it is coming.
In June, thousands of people took to the streets to demand a reversal of government policies they say were fueling inflation.
Between March and May this year, Ghana's central bank has raised interest rates twice by at least 200 points each time. It was trying to rein inflation, which is currently at 27%. But along with a 15% drop in the value of the local currency, in the month of March alone, they haven't stopped the prices of goods pushing far higher for most people here.
The government, looking to the International Monetary Fund for support, says it's intervening to help Ghanaians through the crisis.
Has it been enough? Many people will tell you that we still feel a pinch, because 100% on the global market, even if you take off some of the margins, will still translate into some escalating prices at the fuel pumps. Food prices continue to be a challenge.
Experts say unless Ghana increases domestic production and reduces imports, inflation will continue to rise. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Accra.